Lawmakers have been chipping away at federal pay and benefits in the fight to cut spending and reduce the deficit, but some suggest a radically different approach may be the solution. A true market-based labor system would establish federal pay levels comparable to those of the major sector, the private sector employees in similar jobs. With more on how that kind of system could work, John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us what that term means. That's something that the partnership came up with, a market-based approach to federal pay and benefits.
Well, actually, this is a concept that's been around longer than I have, and that's a very long time. And it's, you might recall, Tom, I'm an old HR guy, so, I try to make things simple.
I think of you as a former HR guy, not an old one.
Both. But the basic principle for any employer on pay really needs to be, should be, that you construct a pay system that's going to allow you to attract, motivate, and retain highly qualified workers. And for the federal government, in my view, that means we need a pay system that's going to attract some of the very best people in the nation capable of doing the jobs for which they're being hired. And right now, we don't have such a system. The general schedule system, which still covers most government employees, not all, but most federal employees, was put into place in 1949, and it might have worked okay then. I was a very little kid at that time, so I wasn't paying attention to the pay systems. But I do know, for example, in 1950, over 75% of all federal employees were at the grade 7 or below. So it was a totally different workforce and a different work environment than we have right now. And the problem with the general schedule pay system is that it may be great at internal equity. So everybody in government at the grade 12 gets the same pay at the, if they're at the same step. But it's not market sensitive. A grade 12 scientist, engineer, accountant makes the same as a grade 12 HR person, and that's not the way the market works. The partnership testified last March at a House subcommittee on the federal workforce hearing titled, Are Federal Workers Underpaid? And the answer to that question was something that we quoted from John O'Leary at the Harvard Kennedy School. He called it the Goldilocks truth about federal pay. And it's accurate. Among any group of public employees, some are underpaid, some are overpaid, and some are paid just about right. And that's simply not good enough. I think what we need, Tom, and this is kind of radical surgery here, but it's long overdue, we need to scrap the general schedule pay system and the job classification system. I used to classify jobs, and I defy anybody to regard that as a science. What the difference between a grade 12 and a grade 13 defies conventional wisdom for sure. But a market-sensitive pay system is one simply that takes a look at what other major employers are paying for certain talent, and you try to be competitive. The federal government doesn't have to pay, should not pay more than the private sector, but nor should it pay significantly less than what the private sector pays for talent, because you're just simply not going to get the folks that you need.
We're speaking with John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. I haven't heard any really legislative discussion of doing that, even as Congress seems to debate endlessly over federal pay and benefits. But nobody's proposed that yet that I'm aware of. Are you?
No. And it's interesting, Tom, because as you started this segment, there's been a lot of chipping away. Well, we're in the second year of a pay freeze, and let's reduce the size, and let's increase contributions to the pension plan, and that is really just chipping away. The problem, and I think why we haven't heard a lot about major pay reform, is that it's really tough, particularly in this environment. I mean, I'm sympathetic to the folks who fear that if you put pay reform on the table right now, it's going to be seen as, oh, great, how much money can we take away from federal employees? But if you do pay reform right, you're not looking at reducing pay. That's not your goal. Your goal is, let's design a better pay system. I can tell you, if we were starting from scratch right now, we would not build a pay system that looks like the general schedule pay system. You know, no compensation expert in this country would suggest that we put into place what we have now if we were starting from scratch. But it's hard in this environment to do pay reform right. But it, you know, it's going to have to be done, and you've got to focus on the end result. You know, a pay system that is market based. And most federal employees, in my view, because I think many federal employees are paid below market, in a market-based pay system, they would come out ahead. Now, you're going to have a few folks who are above market in some parts of the country, and you've got, again, the Goldilocks truth. You've got some folks that are paid just about right, and nothing much is going to change. Now, you're going to have to look at, you know, benefits, but you have to look at benefits carefully. And, you know, we have some folks out there saying, well, you know, if you can't fire somebody, which is a myth, but if you can't, if there's all this job security, you know, that's worth so much in pay. Well, you can't quantify, you know, this nebulous thing called job security. I think you take a look at, you know, what salaries are being paid for really top quality workers, and let's be in that marketplace.
Sounds like the next step might be to do sort of a CBO type scoring of what that whole thing might cost, because somebody's going to ask that question.
Well, sure, and you know, but you know, before you get to the CBO scoring, you got to have a proposal on the table, and that's the interesting thing. This administration actually came in with pay reform on the agenda, but I think the fear is that this is not the right time. But then to quote someone, you know, if not now, when? And if you know, and I think at some point soon. We got to stop tinkering around the edges and stop looking at, you know, bonuses and freezes and all that, and say, look, what do we have to pay to get the workforce that the country needs? Let's bite that bullet. Let's get a good pay system into place that's market sensitive, doesn't overpay but doesn't underpay either, and let's just let's do this. It's going to be tough, but it needs to be done.
John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Tom, thank you.
And you can find more information, hear this interview again, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.